report. Now listen to this month's report.
Paris to London by bike.
French teenager Alexis cycled from Paris to London with his cycling club. 34 members of the club took 7 days to do the 400-kilometre journey. Here, Alexis describes the English part of a trip he'll never forget. Days 1 to 4, Paris to England.
It took 4 days for us to cycle the 200 kilometres from Paris to Dieppe. When we arrived in Dieppe, we were happy to see the English Channel at last. We got on the ferry and watched the coast of France disappear. Soon, we could see the white cliffs of England in the distance. We got off the ferry in Newhaven and cycled on the left for the first time.
Day 5. Beautiful weather.
We set off on the next stage of our journey after our first English breakfast, which was yummy, apart from the baked beans. This was an easy day. We only cycled 20 kilometres from Newhaven to Brighton. Our route took us along the famous White Cliffs. We were surprised because the weather was amazing. When the adults stopped for coffee, we relaxed in the sun. In the afternoon, we visited the typically English seaside town of Brighton.
Day 6. Bye-bye Brighton.
The morning we left Brighton, we knew that we had a difficult day ahead. This was the longest stage of the whole journey, 84 kilometres from Brighton to Redhill. We cycled for 11 hours, and often we were cycling uphill. Much of the time, we were cycling on stony paths and it was windy. When we finally reached Redhill, we were all tired and relieved to arrive. Thankfully, there was a reward after such a difficult day, the bed and breakfast. The B&B in Redhill was very cosy and welcoming. Our English hosts treated us as if we were special guests.
Day 7. Almost there.
Today I had my first puncture and I had to fix it. We still had 50 kilometres to go. This was the final stage of our journey from Redhill to London. We cycled for hours through countryside and suburbs and suddenly we were in London. Arriving in such a big city by bike was stressful. There were lots of cars and double-decker buses and it was raining. London has cycle lanes, but it wasn't easy to stay in a group. We followed the signs and kept pedalling towards the centre of the city.
Day 7. We can see Big Ben at last.
We were all so excited to see Big Ben, London's famous clock. There was a great atmosphere. We cycled to St Pancras Station where we left our bikes. Then we visited Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square and Piccadilly Circus. It was strange to walk again. I felt proud to have completed the journey. I would do it all over again.